Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. This is our second hour of the show, as our first hour is a local events show, and this hour we kind of segue into travel. Joining us in the boardroom, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean. First hour kind of
flies by.
I know.
Goes quick like that music.
Yeah. You check on that. I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm going to.
Our friends in Arizona, you hear us on Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. So we always want to welcome you to the show. And thank you for your emails and all the information that you send me and suggestions that you send me. I read everybody's email. And I see that a lot of you are entered in our contest on the website, Traveling with Françoise. So again, we say hi to all of our friends in Arizona as well. And for those of you that listen to us streaming and the podcast around the world, well, hi. Yeah, hi. Always go to the website. So we have, in this hour, we're going to be talking about Virginia, not West Virginia, but Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia. I did a little bit of history. I've never been there. Bill Nicholson has a historic home there. And some of you are going, Bill Nicholson, do I know that name? Yeah, he is the fellow who owns Flooring Innovations, but we're not talking carpet or flooring. So, Sean, no questions about how to redo the floors in your house.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Nope, we're not doing that. And actually, I don't know why, because this is a travel show. That's why. But still, you tend to kind of want to ask somebody. That's what they've been doing for a long time,
yeah,
about that. But we're not going there. All right. But we do have a lot of things to talk about. Let's see. Coachella Valley Volkswagen is the new travel provider. Transportation. I'm trying to get the right lingo on this. Transportation provider of Traveling with Françoise. Coachella Valley Volkswagen on Varner Road in Indio. Go on over there. I just filmed a commercial. It's going to air on our new episode of Traveling with Françoise. The 30-minute show on Fox 11. Fingers crossed, Sean, that it's out this Thursday. It's at closed captioning in New York right now.
Okay.
Because you can't put a show on the air now. It has to be, by law, closed captioned.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So we send it to New York. You would think there'd be somewhere close, but no.
That makes a little less sense.
Yeah. It goes to New York, then it goes back to Fox 11. But I'm fingers crossed. I'll put an e-blast out. It should. They're pretty good. Those guys are pretty good about it. In fact, they're really funny because they watch the shows when they closed caption.
Right.
And they send emails, and cameraman Steve says, Françoise, they never send any emails to me about any show that they close caption for me, but they always send something about yours.
That's
how
funny.
Fascinating it is, how they enjoy watching it. And I think, well, that's a good deal. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm happy. In fact, a lot of people are now pushing me, when's the next episode? And that's a good thing as well.
It's a very good thing.
Yeah. If they were saying, what? You have a show?
You have a show. You went since when?
Yeah. Right. Didn't know anything about it. In fact, my mom was getting her nails done the other day. Same place I go. Johnny Tran does it. In fact, I have a hologram. Well, we won't talk about that. Can you see the sparkles?
Look, I can't, but you always have, your nails are always, yeah, all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah. And they were talking, somehow they got on the subject, and this lady said, I know who your daughter is. I watched that show.
That's awesome.
When's the next episode coming out? So, and then, of course, we have those of you that have been listening to the radio for 14 years. So anyway, it all big circle, all good stuff. Speaking of the show, yesterday I was on KESQ, Channel 3, and I'll post that on the YouTube page. I was talking about cruising. A lot of people are going on first-time cruises, and they don't understand that you have to do a little bit of homework.
Right.
If you don't want to go on a cruise ship that's full of kids, you might not want to go on the Disney cruise ship.
Disney might be a bad choice.
Yeah, and especially during the summer. Not
oh, yeah,
such a good idea.
Or like a spring break.
Yeah. And if you don't want to go on a party boat, you might not want to take a 3-day cruise to Mexico,
right?
Because that is a nonstop party. You do have to do a little bit of homework, and that's where people like ACT, Adult Customized Tours, can come in and help you out. Or call the cruise line direct. Tell them what you're looking for and see what they can offer you, and suggestion of where you'd like to go. I know the European cruises are a little bit more elegant than, let's say, the Caribbean or Mexico, but they're all so much fun. So yesterday on KSQ, I just wanted to give a little bit of heads up of, do your homework before you go on a cruise, because I don't like it when someone comes back and they tell me they didn't enjoy themselves.
Yeah, because they have so many different options. If you, yeah, don't enjoy yourself, it's
something's wrong.
It's, yeah, it might have been you. There could be a story. There's, you know, cases from,
well,
time to time.
Here's the biggest story that people, they say, let's say they want to go to the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. Well, they pick a cruise where there are more sea days than land days.
Right.
And they didn't realize that.
Yeah, and they don't get to enjoy where they thought they were going to go.
They have maybe 2 days ports of call and the others at the sea, and that's not what they thought it was. So that's a little bit tricky. If you want to be sea days, well, I love sea days. I love a really nice mix of both. But if you want a ports of call every single day, then you need to pick a cruise that's what they do. So there are a lot of options, but you do have to do a little bit of homework. But that's what I did on KSQ yesterday. I bought a bicycle, told you about that in the first hour. I started a Kickstarter page for the TV show. A lot of people said, do a Kickstarter.
Right.
Okay. So I spent hours putting this thing together.
Really?
Yeah. And that's to do it semi-right is quite a chore. And I posted it. As soon as I posted it, I do have some people that put on, not a whole lot yet, because little did I realize that you get bombarded with companies trying to help you promote your Kickstarter page.
Ah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that didn't even dawn on me. And then I have somebody that says, well, if you buy into mine, I'll buy into yours. But I thought, well, if I spend the money on yours, I might as well spend it on mine.
Yeah,
it didn't make any sense. And you have to promote it very hard.
Right.
So I'm learning now how to promote it. I doubt this one will really fulfill its potential because I'm learning.
Right.
There is a method to all of these GoFundMe and all that, all those sites out there. So I'm learning. But if you're so inclined, I'm going to put a press release out. I'm going to do some pushes this weekend, some e-blasts and things like that for the Kickstarter page. There's a link on the homepage of Traveling with Francoise. Check it out. But it's a whole different ball game. So I am thinking about GoPro. They offer sponsorships for shows too.
Oh yeah.
And since I can use a GoPro for the travel show, I'm gonna to see with them. I mean, it's a business, and as much as I love doing this, this is all a business.
Oh, yeah.
And when you own your own, I own the radio show, own the TV show. When you own it all, you have to work it. I don't just sit back and travel all the time. I wish I could. I would love to just travel all the time. But life doesn't work that way when
Not
you
quite.
Are a business owner. But I love being here on the radio. And if I was traveling all the time, I couldn't be here. But so a big circle, but it's a good circle. Anyway, check it out. Just check out the Kickstarter page and just give me your comments. Tell me what you think. Maybe you see where I might have not done something correctly or strong enough or whatever. Give me your opinions. I'm fine with that. Just like I say, it's all learning. And the next one, if I do another one, would be stronger. I'm not sure. But they do sure bombard you with advertisements from people. Wow.
Yeah, there's people just waiting.
Oh,
just waiting for an alert of a new one.
Every company in the world, well, we can take your site and we can promote it for you. And we can, and then there's a fee.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're not doing
it.
It's
not a cheap fee either.
No, it's not. So I'm not going there. Here's some other news I thought was interesting. I was looking at one of my travel, it's called Travel Age. It's a travel agents magazine that I get. And the title of the story was hashtag Coachella is so 2016. I thought, really? Is there something going on with Coachella that we don't know about?
I think that it's getting so big that people like to rebel. Well, if everybody likes it, well, I'm not going to like it anymore.
Yeah.
This year was the first year that I noticed just kind of on social media, there's people who were like, look at me, I'm not at Coachella. You know, just kind of show like, yeah, I'm over that. Been there, done that.
Well, this says millennials looking to forego the fringe and flower crowns of Coachella in favor of more unusual festivals have plenty of options with Gecko's Adventures. This is a new line of festival life trips, and the portfolio includes 6 of the world's lesser-known festivals. Highlights include enjoying tasty treats at the famous Kimchi Festival in Seoul, South Korea, busting out dance moves at Morocco's Guana Music Fest, and partying in the Caribbean during Cuba's massive carnival in Havana. Rates for these trips vary, but they start, which are available exclusively to clients under the age of 30.
Oh, yeah.
Range from $740 to $2,865, depending on the itinerary. They take place over a span of 7 to 14 days. And they say, we chose to skip the long lines at popular events like Burning Man and Coachella in trade for some of these lesser-known festivals. I thought that was very interesting.
But what about as far as exclusively to under 30, there's no legalities in that?
Well,
I mean, I guess kind of no, right?
I guess no. What it says, though. Available exclusive clients under the age of 30. I guess.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm over 30. There's no way I'm going to any of those things.
Geckosadventures.com. Maybe they're just trying to target that market. I don't know. Interesting. All right. On that note, we are going to have to step aside. Of course, the phone just rang and Sean's talking on the phone. But I think, can we step aside now or? Okay. He's on the phone. We have a caller. All right. So we have a caller?
Yeah, we do. She had a question about your Kickstarter.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. Hold on.
Okay.
She said her name, but I was trying to listen to you too. And I was
okay. Well, let's put her on before we go to break.
Okay, she's with you now.
Hi.
Hi.
Who is this?
This is Gina.
Hey, Gina, what's up?
I heard you just mention Kickstarter, and the reason why I got involved in Kickstarter about 6 months ago was a blues rocker that we follow was independently promoting a film about old school blues. Mm-hmm. And because I kept seeing emails from him, I got interested, and I wanted to be a part of that to make it happen, and it did happen. They achieved their goal. So I know with all your followers, if they can promote you just by saying, I want to be your pal on Kickstarter, it's a good thing.
So you were getting emails from, and I haven't been doing enough of that. It's on my list to send out an e-blast and let everybody know. So this person, this musician, was pretty consistent with sending you out a reminder of his Kickstarter page, right?
I got like an email a day for a week.
Really?
Saying
okay.
we need you to help us promote. This is about the guys that originated the blues, so we're going back to the 40s in America. And this is a great film, and Bonnie Raitt and a few other high-level performers were also going to be part of this. They were all involved, and I kept seeing the email. And I said, I'm going to go look. So I went and looked, and I made a small contribution, and they made their goal. So it just made me feel good that I could help.
Well, that's a really good tip, Gina. Thank you, because I'm not doing enough of that. I'm just trying to figure all this out. I appreciate it and always appreciate your support. You guys have been, listening to the show for a long time. So love you guys.
We love you.
All right. Thank you so much, Gina. Good point. I will get on those e-blasts and emails and start putting it out there a little bit more. All right. Now, on that note, we are going to step aside. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. And for those of you that are driving around the Coachella Valley, we are on the new 100.9 FM as well as our AM station. And in Arizona, we're also on AM and FM as well. And we are podcast and streaming live. So there you go. And don't forget to go to the Traveling with Francoise website, like us on Facebook, watch our YouTube page, Instagram. I'm putting myself asleep talking about it all.
I was going to say, you do have an Instagram, right?
Yeah, I have an
Instagram. Travel, you got to take a bunch of pictures.
I do. That's one I forget, though.
You know what? It is tough to remember that one. But when you do, though, you can create some really cool content on there.
Yes, you can. It's just I have my Facebook and Twitter attached.
Right.
So it's easy. I can post content on one. It will go to the other. But sometimes when I'm doing things, it takes a while for me to stop and post.
Right.
And I'm... maybe I need to just wait till I get back to the hotel room or something. I haven't figured it out, but I do try to get it all out there. All right, this segment is brought to you by the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage, offering free programs and services for seniors and others living with vision loss due to macular degeneration, glaucoma, and other vision loss problems. Give them a call at 760-321-1111. That's 760-321-1111. All right. Well, you heard the commercial from ACT, and we have a trip coming up that we just figured out that we were going to do this, and it's to Nashville. 4 days in Nashville, Tennessee. Yes, Discover America's Music City, and this is August 18th through 21st. We're going to go to the Grand Ole Opry plus historic solar eclipse, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's, again, three nights, 4 days. We'll come back on the 21st. But what's going to make this trip even more special is Cameraman Steve is coming with me, and we are going to shoot this for an episode of Traveling with Francoise television.
I think it's awesome. I think it's going to be everybody's big shot.
It's going to be... Or that will be the demise of... No, I'm kidding. We're going to have a lot of fun. The whole point is to show people how fun a trip can be, an organized trip can be. And they do a little bit different ACT. They don't have the name tags, and it's not that regiment blowing a bullhorn down the hallway of the hotel. Everybody outside now.
It's time to go.
No, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to film this. And I just got a text from John Monahan. Is the streaming working? Yes, our streaming is working.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll double check it right now.
Everything's fine. I mean, it's been working since we got the new system really well. So, yes, John, everything should be working just great. But anyway, we are going to go on this trip. It is, how much is it? $9.95, I think, is the price. You know me and prices. I'm terrible about that. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And that includes transfers from the Coachella Valley to LAX. We're going to fly Delta nonstop to Nashville. Accommodations at the Fairfield Inn and Suites, Nashville and Opryland. Hot buffet breakfast every day. Saturday night show at the Grand Ole Opry. Great, great seats. Plus, there's a lot of optional tours. I would like to go on the Nashville Trolley Hop On, Hop Off Tour. I'd like to go to the Civil War and Plantation Tour. I know there's a ton of tours. Country Music Hall of Fame. I don't know how we're going to fit all this in, but you can be part of this. There was only 10 spots left that I knew of last week for this trip. Again, August 18th through 21st. Call Adult Customized Tours. You can leave a message right now. No money down. You just reserve your spot. 760-322-1247. That's 322-1247. And all their information is on the Traveling with Françoise website. So come with us and be on an episode of Traveling with Françoise, which will air multiple times. Going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. This is our first time doing something like this with a group, so we will see. It should be interesting. And I've never been to Nashville. I can't wait to go. And plus, the solar eclipse is happening, that big one, where we're just going to be dark for how long is the world going to be dark for, a few 30 seconds or something? That should be interesting. And then, boom, it's over with. And that happens at 1:26 p.m. when we're in Nashville. Now, they say that's one of the better places to watch the solar eclipse. So that is, again, on August 18th through 21st. There were only 10 spots left as of last week. So call now to reserve your spot, 760-322-1247. And if you don't want to be on camera, don't worry about it. You don't have to be. I mean, it's just, we're not going to stick a camera in someone's face and say, here, say something about Nashville. That's not the way we're going to do it. All right, another industry news. The Hilton expanded into 5 new countries last year while opening 354 hotels worldwide. The hotel group is making strides in growing its brand in China. The TSA, Transportation Security Administration, has added advanced imaging technology at Texas Abilene Regional Airport to screen for weapons without touching a passenger, even if weapons are hidden under layers of clothing. It also shows one generic outline for all travelers to improve privacy. Interesting. I don't know if this smuggling, have you seen lately people are trying to smuggle? I'm sure this goes on all the time, but lately, they've been really catching these smugglers trying to smuggle exotic animals into the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand how they can, first of all, be so cruel to an animal. They had these little songbirds in a suitcase, was one that I recently picked up just the other day, and not all the little songbirds made it. But really? Come on. Going through X-ray?
I'm going to go work on the streaming.
Oh, now it's not working? Are you kidding me? There you go. There you go. It works fine. Traveling with Françoise comes on, and then there you go. All right. Nashville, Tennessee leads the nation in the increase in hotel construction over the last year, followed by Seattle and Denver, according to the STR. Meanwhile, New York City has the most rooms under construction. And again, what did I say there? That Nashville, Tennessee, they lead the nation in the increase of hotel construction over the last year. Enterprise Rent-A-Car has purchased Ireland-based Dooley Car Rentals in a deal to provide enhanced rental service to customers in the country. The move adds more than 1,400 vehicles to Enterprise's Irish interests, along with an increased customer base. Celebrity Cruises has announced Celebrity Edge, a first-of-its-kind ship with an innovative design that's expected to debut in December 2018. The ship's blueprint includes a platform dubbed magic carpet that moves between the decks. That should be something to see. Also in Las Vegas is one of the best-ranked destinations for LGBT travel, according to an annual report by Community Marketing and Insights. Targeted events combined with the city's welcoming attitude have helped Las Vegas to secure the number 4 position after New York, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. And California's privately owned and operated campgrounds are stepping up their investments in dog-friendly amenities. Excuse me, Gina, I get a little drink of water there. Gina, you would like this. The campgrounds are adding dog agility courses, dog parks, and dog wash stations. Some campgrounds even allow people to swim with their dogs, while others have designated areas where their dogs can run free. Some dogs are even given special treats when their owners check in to certain campgrounds. So definitely working on the dog-friendly areas there. And despite the public firestorm over airline overbooking set off by United Airlines' removal of a passenger, hotels aren't expected to alter overbooking policies. But when reservations can't be honored because properties are full, it is a common practice to arrange for rooms elsewhere. So the overbooking problem, yeah, definitely is going to continue. Also, hotel bar designs are wooing younger patrons by taking the bar out of the shadows and making it a prominent lobby element. Lighting is key, as are tech capability and the blend of social and working space. Also, the Hilton San Francisco Union Square has received $26 million worth of upgrades, including enhanced bathroom lighting systems and noise-canceling windows. The hotel has 1,919 rooms, making it the brand's largest location on the West Coast. And the Airport Councils International have revealed the busiest airports around the world, and Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport ranks number one, with 1.4 billion travelers passing through its gates in 2016. Seoul, South Korea's Incheon International Airport, saw a 17.1% rise in passengers, making it the world's fastest-growing airport. There you go. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. We are in our travel portion of the show, talking about all sorts of things related to travel. Well, Bill's not here. Have no idea where he is. So we're just going to keep right on going. We do have, well, Sean's working on the streaming that just went out. It's okay. It's live radio for you. All right. But when Sean gets back, we'll give away some tram passes, but don't call yet because he's not in that room. He's in a different room. So let's talk about what's happening on the road. Yes. 2016 marked the centennial of the tow truck's invention by mechanic Ernest Holmes. He was inspired after needing six men, 8 hours, and a lot of rope to pull a car from a creek bed. Now, look how far we have come. Of course, AAA, I have AAA. I hope you do. It's so well worth it. I mean, they come out if the battery's dead in the valley. My battery only lasts about a year. They're so good about coming out. They'll fix flat tires. They do so many good things. But here's some stats from AAA. In 2016, 5.5 million roadside assistant calls with an average response time of 23 minutes. That's a good thing. And also, this one, this is my favorite. They replaced, both at home and on the road, 465,900 batteries. And that was in the Coachella Valley only. No, I'm kidding. No, it's probably Coachella Valley, Arizona, and Nevada, because all of our batteries in this hot weather, they don't last longer than a year. In fact, I was reading about batteries the other day, and they said it's really not good. Short trips are not good on your car battery. And I do 10 of those a day. Here, there, boom, boom, boom. Because it doesn't give your battery time to recharge. So you need to get it out on the road and get your car running for half an hour or so straight through so it can recharge the battery. Short trips, they say, do not do much in recharging your battery. So I just wanted to give you a heads up on that. All right, we were talking about airlines. I told you about my bicycle that I bought, my Coachella Cruiser, early in the first hour of the show. But did you know that May is also Bike Month? Yes, a bicyclist in the Southland should know that the Metrolink, though, is taking steps to make it easier for you to work your bike into your commute. For starters, riders on the regional rail service traveling with a bike will ride free May 15th through the 19th. So if you have a chance to use a Metrolink, take your bicycle. You're going to ride free. Every Metrolink train includes a special car with storage space for up to 6 bicycles. Additional bike storage can also accommodate more cyclists on other passenger cars. I thought that was a fun little fact that you should know about. And let's skip on over to air. Let's talk a little bit about the air again. Of course, there was another dust up. Delta, they booted a family off one of their planes. A California family says it was forced off a Delta plane and threatened with jail after refusing to give up one of its children's seats in a crowded flight. This is getting all so confusing. It says here, Brian and Brittany Shear of Huntington Beach told ABC News in Los Angeles they were returning from Hawaii with their two toddlers when they were removed from the plane. Shear explains that he wanted to put one of his toddlers in a seat originally purchased for his 18-year-old son, who took an earlier flight. Delta policy generally prohibits passengers from using a ticket bought in another person's name. Well, you know, that a lot of that happened after 9/11, so they're very strict on that. Federal regulations do not bar such a switch, though, as long as the new passenger's name can be run through a database. So I guess that all did not happen. Shear then suggests that his wife could hold the toddler during takeoff and then put the youngster in a car seat. Another person who appears to be a Delta supervisor tells him that the federal rules require that children under 2 must stay in a parent's lap throughout the flight. But that information was false. The Federal Aviation Administration strongly urges that infants be in a car seat, although it permits those under 2 to be held in a parent's lap. So Delta is apologizing to this family. I don't know what the family is going to do. Again, all of a sudden, here we are. Technology is pointing out maybe a lot of things that we didn't have an idea was going on. But I don't know if now would be the time to be an airline attendant. Just seems like it's a rough road to hoe. All right, American Airlines. Guess what? They subtract even more legroom. Yes, cramped airline seats are a top complaint of air travelers these days. Now passengers may soon have even more to complain about on some American Airlines flight. The USA's biggest carrier will reduce legroom by up to 2 inches in economy cabin of its new Boeing 737 MAX. Those jets will begin arriving to the airline later this year. As for the details of the changes at American, the seat pitch, a standard industry measure of space between the same spot between two seats, will shrink from the current 31 inches to 30 inches throughout most in the economy cabin on the company's new 737. 3 rows of the plane will have an even bigger reduction, with the space shrinking from 31 inches to 29 inches. Those 2 rows will be the last 2 of the airplane. So remember, don't get the last 2 rows of the airplane because your space is shrinking 2 inches. Now, you put 2 inches on your, you know, fingers, put 2 inches apart. It doesn't seem like a lot, but put it down next to your leg in a chair, and that's a lot of space. So how tight do they really think they can get these? I don't know. They want to, of course, they're overbooking, and they want the flights to be full, but that's adding more seats? I don't even understand. What happened to comfort?
I just wanted to check you in and just say that you're all good. I'm going to go take care of the other half now. But you're back on.
Oh, the streaming's back on.
Yeah. But I got to go take care of the other station now.
Oh, dear. Okay, Sean.
But
well,
I got
don't
you
be gone
first.
Too long because we're going to go to break here.
No, nope, not too long.
Pretty quick. Okay. All right. See you in a second. So, again, remember, when you're flying American, do not, in their new 737, do not go to the very back of the plane. Your seats will be even smaller back there. Uber, Lyft, not a threat to airport revenues. That's what they're saying. The biggest revenue source for Palm Springs International still comes from the folks driving off in cars. Car rentals generated nearly $9 million for the airport in 2016. And for all of the buzz surrounding the rise of ride-hailing apps like Lyft or Uber, car rentals remain the preferred ground transportation option for folks flying in. At Palm Springs International, car rentals have largely tracked passenger counts. Passengers' activity increased 15.7% from 2012 to 2016, and car rental transactions grew 15.3% during the same period. Car rentals account for about 30% of the airport's annual revenue, according to the budgeting documents. What do you do when you're out there traveling? Do you rent a car? Do you take local transportation? For me, it just really depends on how long I'm going to be somewhere. If I can drive, I will, because I do love to drive. That's just something. I've always been a driver, so get me out on the road. I'm as happy as can be. So I'm really excited. I'm waiting for the new SUV, the new Atlas, coming out by Volkswagen. That's going to be my next vehicle. And as I mentioned earlier, Coachella Valley Volkswagen is the transportation, official transportation provider of Traveling with Francoise. So I will be getting the new Atlas. I'll tell you all about it, but I have to wait till it comes in because they're a hot commodity right now. And as I said in a different show, you cannot blame the vehicle for what people behind the scenes did. They've always had a good product, so you can't blame them. So anyway, again, excited about new ownership, new management out there at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. So I'll keep you posted on that. But anyway, as for me, I will rent a car if I'm in an area that I can't just walk around. I do like to walk when I travel. I like to be in areas where I can take public transportation. I can walk from point A to point B. But if I can't, and we're going to do lots of sightseeing, then I will rent a car. I'm not so much into the Uber and Lyft thing. It's just something, I don't know. I thought about the other day, I should probably download one. Sean, do you have Uber or Lyft on your phone?
I have Uber, yeah.
You do? Yeah. Do you use it?
Never used it before, no.
Are you never,
I drove just one time. That was it.
Pardon me?
I drove one time.
Oh, you were Uber
yeah,
driver.
Yeah, that's why I got it, because that was my plan, but it didn't work out. I did one drive.
And why did you not? It just, I don't know.
Believe it or not, I'm tough with small talk, and I overthink it.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to just. It's hard for me to sit in a small area with a stranger because I don't want to be. You know, I don't know if maybe it's part my size, but I don't want to be standoffish. You know, I want to talk, but I'm not great at small talk.
Mm-hmm. And then you kind of have to judge it. Do these people want to talk? Do they not want to talk?
Right. Do they want to be left alone?
Yeah.
I overthink it. I think I could do it just fine, but I overthink it in my head, and then it's just a mess.
You overthink it. Yeah. I don't know. For me, and I know a lot of people who use it, that they say they're there within 10 minutes or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just so independent that I want to come and go as I please. And
I want to use it for my daughter sometimes when I don't want to take her somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, but I don't think you can. I think there's the age limit.
No, I think you're not supposed to. I know that there's a big story on it. But
right. Yeah. Unless you knew the people. I don't know. But a lot of travelers do now use Uber and Lyft. What Jack and I did the longest time when we traveled on a regular basis is we would get a cab driver.
Yeah.
We would say, how much would you charge us for a day? And they were thrilled to do it.
Yeah.
And you be our guide. And they know where
everything
is. All the shortcuts to get around town. They know where the best restaurants are. Yeah.
I never thought of that. That's like perfect.
Oh, and they
were. That's essentially, you were using an Uber driver before there was Uber.
Before there was Uber.
That's essentially what you were doing.
Yeah, exactly. And they were, like I said, so thrilled to drive us around and show us the sights. And of course, you kind of pick a guy that you like. And he's very personable.
Right, you can talk to him.
And never had a problem.
Yeah, that's cool.
Never had a problem. I only had one problem with a cab driver, and that was in Las Vegas. And this was several years ago. And I was there for the golf convention, the PGA golf convention. And I was staying at one hotel. I needed to go around to the other. And when he left, he made a left turn. And I said, why are you making a left turn? Well, I know a shortcut. I said, really? Okay, see, oh, yeah, I know a shortcut. Well, he ended up taking me all the way back behind the, over by the freeway where there's that. That's a shortcut versus going right down the main drag where there were no cars.
Right.
And I was really, really mad. I let him have it. I did.
I think they kind of pick and choose who they want to try to do that.
Right. And he thought, and I said, buddy, you're not getting a tip from me. I'm going to tell the people. I think I was staying at the Venetian. I don't know if it was the winner of the Venetian. I said, I'm going to tell the cab station there what you did. Because this is not right.
Yeah,
because
no,
when
not.
We made that turn, you could see that the main drag was basically empty for Las Vegas.
Right.
And he could have just made a right and took it. But that's the only time I ever had a problem. So I have a good track record with cab drivers and stuff, as much as we traveled. All right. Oops. Time for us to step aside for a moment. When we come back, we have some more news for you, some more travel stuff to talk about. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. And Sean, we forgot to give the tram passes away as we wind down the second hour. We've all this travel talk, and well, we do have passes for two for the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. If you would like to go, give us a call, 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. And Sean will answer the phone. Remember, you cannot have lost. You cannot have lost. You cannot have won in the last 30 days. What was I thinking? You cannot have lost. Anyway, all right. As we are winding down this hour of the show, here's the top 10 hottest family destinations. But before we do that, I want to remind you that this segment has been brought to you by Angel View Marts. Throughout the Coachella Valley, travelers learn quickly that we don't need a lot of stuff. Well, you can just take what you don't need over to Angel View. Yes, new or gently used is what they'll take, and what they do there is incredible, but your donations help to fund the many programs Angel View offers its clients with life-changing disabilities. Check out the website, angelview.org, and find the nearest Angel View Mart near you. They do such a good job over there. All right, the top 10 hottest family destinations, and we're going to go 10 working backwards. So number 10 is Australia. This is the hottest family destinations. Of course, this would be international. Number 10 is, I said Australia. Number 9 is the Dominican Republic. Number 8, Turks and Caicos. Number 7, South Africa. Number 6, Costa Rica. Number 5, England. Number 4, Orlando, Florida. Well, there you go. Number 3, Mexico. Number 3 was Hawaii. Number 2 is Mexico. Number 1, hottest family destinations. Sean, do you have a clue?
For families?
Family. And it's not here. It's in Europe.
It's in Europe?
Yeah.
No.
Italy.
I was going to say Italy, I should have just went with my gut.
You should. Just go. Yeah. Italy. Yeah. And everyone is so friendly. We spent a couple of months in Italy, and everyone was so friendly.
Really?
And so nice. It's a wonderful country. So Italy is the number one hottest family destination. Now, the top 10 unconventional family destinations. Number 10 is Vietnam. Number 9 is Japan. Number 8 is Russia. Number 7 is India. Number 6 is the Arctic. Yeah, I don't know about the Arctic. Number 5, Galapagos Islands. Number 4 is Cuba. Number 3 is Antarctica. Number 2 is Africa. In fact, I know a lot of people going on the Kenyan Safari with adult customized tours. That's going to be in August. They'll be on that trip. 140 people so far are going on a safari with ACT tours.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
Is there a lot of families or it?
I don't think it's a lot of families, but maybe next year I might go on that. I'd like to go on a safari.
I think a safari would be cool.
Yeah. I would be traveling with Francoise TV on a safari.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, and number one is a place I've talked about several times that I would really like to go to. It's an unconventional family destination. Sean, do you have an idea what it is? It's not in the United States.
No, this time I don't even have a gut feeling on
Iceland.
Iceland.
You know how many times have I said I want to go to Iceland? Yes. So that is number one. So there you go. That's some of the interesting places out there that people decide that they are family destinations. Some of them just don't seem family destinations, but I guess it's really all in what you do when you get there and how you go about it.
Yeah, and what your family likes to do.
True. And now adventure is more in.
Yeah.
Not so much just laying around on a beach and
on a phone or a tablet.
Right. All that. I think a lot of families are trying to get their kids away from all that they experience a trip instead of going somewhere where they're so plugged in that they don't enjoy it.
Yeah, just looking at a screen somewhere else.
Yeah, I know. Right. Yeah. Where are we, Mom? Telling your friends. I don't know where I am. I'm just with my parents on a vacation.
I'm just going to map quest it right now.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and some other travel news. Well, plans to renovate the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York City have been submitted to the city's Landmarks Preservation Commission. The 3-year project will focus on restoring the Landmark Hotel's original Art Deco design, and once complete, it will reopen under the Hilton brand. I wonder if they'll keep it the Hilton Waldorf Astoria. I hope so, because that name is so iconic.
Right. Normally you don't want to get rid of branding like that.
No, I mean, I wouldn't think so. And of course, technology is changing hotel amenities and services, and brands are adopting some emerging trends. Apps for ordering food, streaming options, and voice-activated devices for controlling room systems all improve the guest experience.
And keep us plugged in.
Yeah, there you go. Again, you're traveling and you tell your blinds to open and just to turn the air down, turn the air up. That's sort of like Alexis, or what is that machine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's Alexis, and I think Google has one as well.
Right. Yeah. You walk into a room and you tell it what to do. And all right. And here's another thing. A plan to let passengers make calls on flights may be shelved for good after the Federal Communications Commission's chairman circulated an order to scrap the plan. The next step is for the FCC commissioners to vote on whether to take the plan off the table for good. I am fine with that. Do we need to be in a plane of people talking on their phones?
No. No, we don't, but I think that we should be able to use our phones. We don't have to necessarily talk on it, but you know, if you want to text somebody or whatever, because I think like we just said, everybody's plugged into their phone.
Right.
You know, so maybe it will help people, you know, who maybe don't want to fly. They can just kind of keep their mind on their phone and text people and just kind of keep things going. Or I just think that there's options there. And originally, everybody was scared that they were going to use their phone and crash the plane, you know, from the signals.
Yeah.
And now we're like, okay, so that's okay now. So now they can't say, well, let's not do that anymore.
No. I'm fine with the texting. And I am fine when you're maybe 5 minutes out and you want to call somebody and say.
I don't like to listen to anybody on the phone. I don't know. It's just kind of me. Like, when I'm on the phone, I try to be real quiet. Other people are just like, yeah, we'll be right there.
I know.
Screaming behind me.
Screaming. And they have the speakerphone on.
Yeah.
You're hearing their whole conversation. But I do think they're. When you're coming into land somewhere and you have people waiting for you, that you should be able to text them, contact them, and say, we're just about to land, so it's probably going to be another 30 minutes.
Exactly.
So here's plenty of time for you to hop in the car and come over.
And come pick me
That's
up.
All good. But, yeah, I wouldn't want to sit next to someone who's on the phone.
No.
You're on a four-hour flight, and they've spent the last 4 hours on their phone.
Yeah.
Talk and loud. And with a speakerphone.
Yeah.
And then they look, and then they're laughing really loud. At least tell me what the joke is. So we'll see. That might not even happen. But I do agree with the texting. I do think they should certainly let people text when they're on the airlines. Here's another bit of news for you. Passengers may soon be able to board airplanes paper-free thanks to the use of facial recognition software. Some European airlines have been experimenting with biometric system, which allows passengers to board without documents. Now, that's good. I could go for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know our guest's coming on next week, John Monahan. He just went for his global TSA pre-approved check-in, so he can just zip right in, and we'll see how that went. I should get one of those. I don't know, just to have it. Why not? But so far, when I've been flying, for some reason, I have been pre-approved check-in for quite a while, so I'm not sure why, but I have been. Maybe it's because I do have a police media badge. I'm not sure, but I don't ever show that. Maybe I'm in some sort of system, which is a good thing because it's nice to be able to just check right in and go and not have to wait in line. And on-time performance and baggage handling are improved across U.S. airlines, according to an annual report by Wichita State University and Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. On-time performance rose past 81% in 2016. So that is a good news. And remember, when there's bad weather, you cannot blame the airlines. They're just trying to be safe. Really, do you want to take off in a whiteout?
No. I think it's funny that it even comes to mind to blame the airlines that it's raining outside.
Pouring. The wings are iced over. The runway you can't even see. Yeah. And people are mad because they can't.
Thunder and lightning storm. What do you mean we can't go fly out there?
Yeah.
Well, it's not going to work.
I don't get it. Maybe I would if I was sitting there and had, I don't know. But at some point you have to think, really? Because when we had the flight attendant on, Captain Laura, she was Captain Laura.
Captain,
she was a captain. She was saying they are taking their lives into consideration as well.
Well, I think it's like, oh, why can't we do that? But then as soon as, if we do fly and it's a little rough, well, why were you flying if it wasn't, the conditions weren't right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Then everyone complains.
Never happy.
Yeah. They get the videos of the baggage falling out of the overhead bins, people falling out of their seats, and then they blame the airline because, why were we flying in that kind of weather? Not that we didn't really want to go, but, anyway. All right, folks. Thanks so much for sticking with us today. It's been a good show. Sean, thanks for all your help. Congratulations to our winners. Next week, we will be back with John Monahan's going to join us, talk about his TSA, his pre-global check-in pass that he has. My mother's going to join us. She speaks 6 different languages, and she's traveled quite a bit herself. We're just going to have a lot of fun next weekend, so make sure you tune in and go to the website. And as always, remember, it's never too late to get a life. See you next time. Bye.